Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez DeShay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
Welcome, 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 people. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday on the one and only LLBP Radio Show. I am your host with the most, as I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss J, the Diva, Death Believer. And we are kicking it on my home station. Welcome back. We are so back to be in this building, baby. We are back at newbeatradio.com. I can't be damn hard today. Let me clear my throat. Get why you ain't hype with me. Y'all better get hype with me. We live in this day. Newbie, where you at? Holla back, people. It is Wednesday on the most entertaining, most exciting radio station on airwaves or streaming. Currently popping off, baby. So if you want to be a part, it don't take much to kick it with your girl. All you got to do is, we have several ways to get in touch with Miss J. But matter of fact, before we get going into the show, let me get us popping off and give a shout out to the owner of the station, DJ Mo Hype, baby. We got our engineer in the building, Samir. Come here, Merlo. You already know. What's up, baby?
What's going on, y'all?
Being all quiet on the hush hush. I don't know what Jack got your son. What's going on? Dreads too tight. What's going on? To hear this man, I'm going to need you to stop meddling in everybody's business. Sometimes, you know, you can hear and speak, hear hustling too hard. And that was you?
I believe some going too hard in the news.
Okay, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we, bloody nose, you are. You got to work, watch all this pressure. Folks, you got to watch the pressure. Too much pressure busts a pipe. So you got to be careful of pressure. Yeah, people, we kind of having get ourselves back acquainted with the building. We have new things going on, new keys, new systems, new this, new that. So since we popping the new, I want to let y'all know what we're going to do. Tonight we just all kick back and I'm feeling kind of bubbly today. But, you know, I always got something popping off. It's never a dull moment in my life. But, you know, I feel truly blessed. I'm still in the land of the living. But today is a wonderful day. God is still good. So I'm going to go on and you know, get that out the way before I get to acting the damn donkey. I want to say, first of all, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Let the church say amen. I'm sorry, y'all. It's a lot of church folk on my line. By the way, if you like get in touch with us, you can call into the station, our station, newbeatradio.com, or you can call right into the station at 317-288-7454. Again, that's calling right in direct to our station at New Beat Radio at 317-288-7454. Or you can call in on our Blog Talk page. Yes, Blog Talk is still in the building. And we are looking forward to that going on. So you can call in on that line at 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542. Don't do it.
Number,
I don't know. I got too many numbers going on.
Can't even know it.
You know what I mean? I got a lot of codes and stuff to read now. It's too many damn codes. You be trying to, like, mix the codes up and shit. So if your kids, your partner, or somebody don't remember your code.
I never.
And I'll be there gone. I forget my own codes. I lock myself out of everything. Now I'm trying to laugh.
You remember my own codes?
Man, look. Folks are doing all kind of crazy facts nowadays. They taking your information and getting credit cards and cards and cribs and computers and all kind of crazy stuff. So, no, you can't let people be up on your info real life. Say what you want. Matter of fact, let me crack a mic over real quick before I go any further. Let me say hoogie hoo to one of my boos, one of my dysfunctionals in this thing. Triple XL Hot Diddy Damn, let's focus on who the hell you damn welcome back. Baby.
Yo, Triple XL, what's going on? What's going on, fam? Fam, what's going on?
What's going on,
fam,
man?
What's
up good?
You know, man, just checking in live here. It's just a crazy day, taking up this empire. Just trying to check in, man. I don't know what's going on, but I was late tune, and I got a little battery, but I had to come in and at least put my head on the motherfucking base. Dressed, swing at the bat. Swing, and a miss. Swing, maybe a home run. Who knows? But I'm here. I'm swinging. I'm at the bat. Triple.
You in the bat?
Well,
okay, that's what's up.
What's going on tonight?
Listening in. Tonight, we just getting to know we back in the radio. So we getting up. Reacquainted with our old home.
We back north side.
Hey, well, north side. Hey.
Okay, newbie.
Is
that DJ Mo Hype?
Right, we back with DJ Mo Hype, baby.
Okay.
We got some things going on. We keeping it quiet. I keep my head down there low and I pray a lot. You know what I mean? But we making moves, and we still in the thing. Don't count us out yet. Don't let the smooth take food. We in there like booty here, and we ain't going no damn where. See that? Not going nowhere. So stay on the train, because it ain't going off the track.
No doubt.
I'm looking at myself with hell cameras, and I'm like, golly, I don't got no eyes. Pray for me, don't judge me. It's been a really long day.
That's what's up. So, I'm with you.
But, you know, I've been getting my hair done. Shout out to my girl, Courtney Carson, a.k.a. Coco the Hairstylist, up here on 28th and Heights Road. Even though I didn't get to get my hair done, baby girl, I still got nothing but love for you. And I hope that you keep growing in your business because you are the shit.com, okay? She is not, ladies and gentlemen, whether you have natural hair, straight hair, long hair, don't care. Yeah, she got my little stuff off and it's growing. Y'all see it. I know you see it. I'm just kidding. But no, real life, she gets you going on. So, y'all, you know, y'all need to check in on her. But, yeah, I want to talk for just a minute. I want to, it was something that was brought to my attention. And I just want to kind of bring this up, and I want to pass it out to the people that are listening on Facebook or those that are listening on Blog Talk. I really want to know. I'm having mechanical problems because I have a new computer, ladies and gentlemen. I was blessed with a new computer, but I don't know all the buttons yet. So don't judge me. I'm still working on it. I probably should work on volume first. I know. They don't on me. They don't on me. But, yeah. Here's what the topic I like to talk about is triple Y you want to line, feel free to discuss. We're going to start with you, and we're going to work our way up. All right.
Okay, what's going on?
People, do not call my personal line. Please call the show. We will not be able to talk on my personal line, but if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 760-542-4327, or you can call in locally at 317-288-7454. That was New Beat Radio Station. Okay?
I know what the topic is
going to be. I got the topic on lock now.
You're going to the topic.
I forgot.
Yes, I got the topic. Here's the topic. Triple XL, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm in there.
All right. The topic of the evening is black folks hate a thief, but they love buying stolen shit.
Say that again. Yeah.
Black people hate a thief, but they love buying stolen shit for the love.
They hate a fee, or they? You mean they love a discount?
They hate a fee. T H I E F, a fee.
You said F E E, right? Fee.
They hate people that steal.
Oh, a thief! Got you. My bad. I thought you said black people hate a fee. Hell yeah, I hate a fee. I hate all fees. Got you. A thief.
But we the first one that want to buy some stolen shit for the loan.
I mean, we don't know where that came from. That man could have got a discount. That's how I go to sleep at night. That man could have got a discount and got it and bought it in mass and gave me the discount, and that's how I'm going to go to sleep tonight. Good night. That's what we do.
But in order for you to get the discount, then they have to steal it in the first place.
Say it one more time.
In order for you to have gotten that discount, whatever discount it may be, then somebody had to steal it in the first place.
I don't know that. I'm not concerned. I give good faith and say maybe this man bought it in whole and just giving me a discount and he has a whole bunch of them and I'll just take one off his hand. Thank you, and I'm out of here. Sleep guilt free tonight.
Let me make it known what our topic is this evening. Our topic is black people like. No, black people hate a thief, but We love buying stolen shit for the love. So, I need those that are on Facebook. If you've tuned in on Facebook, please make a comment on the topic. I'll be more than glad to read your topic aloud on our radio show here at NewbieRadio.com. And for our Facebook listeners and our blog talkers as well. But yeah, our topic this evening is black people can't stand a thief, but love and stolen shit. But love, why are we talking out both sides about that? Somebody explain. You know, because I don't want to. Let me start off by saying, I'm with you when you're right, girl. This is my thing. I'm the first one. I'm like, it's fall. Y'all know what it is. It's North Face season. All the Victoria's secretion, giant suits about to come out. You know that's what we bump. Well, that's what they bump. I know maybe one or two, but I ain't my. You can't wear them with stilettos, so that's not really my forte. Yeah, that's enough. But we go and we looking for me. I'm looking for the Victoria's Secretion body spray, the bath and body work body sprays. We looking for the purses, the coats, the jackets. You know, we looking for all of that stuff. TV.
Come on, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, all that shit right there is easy. That shit is easy. Now you say somebody give you a car. Hey, I got this car for you. Just give me $10. I'm gonna question that. I don't think I'm gonna drive that around confidently like I would something else that I just went and grabbed from.
Somebody sell you a car for $10. I also want to sell you the state of Indiana for $10.
You know what I mean?
The damn food. But we all know it's a whole lot of boosters out here that we buy shit from every day. We all out here buying food stamps. Don't act like some of y'all is in the listening audience. Ain't never bought no food stamps. Ain't never bought no body bath works, whatever. You know, you ain't purchased something that somebody else did.
Yeah, I personally, if it would interest me personally, those items that usually people stole and they try to sell is usually crackhead items. Hey man, I got this soap, and I got these CDs. Hey man, I got the, you know, they got that whole list right there. That shit was on a Facebook meme last week. That's the shit I need that I would buy off the whim that's stolen. Otherwise, anything else, that any extra value in it, nah, we don't no smoke. Hey, man, I got this house, man. Oh, I got this Beretta. Oh, I got this sack, nigga. I just stole from, just give me $20 for it. I don't know where you got from it. I'm going to tell my L got it. Hell nah.
You know,
here's
my theory. Here's my thing. Let's talk about this, though. Here's my problem with it. Every time we go and buy something from white people, they tell us the price. We don't go and tell them, let's make a deal. But soon as the black person got something for sale, we instantly want to second guess their price. They tell you, I got this radio for $20. I got this radio for $50. You're going to be like, I got this hot 30 for you. You're not going to give someone. You know what I mean? It can be brand new. You walk into this man's store or this woman's place of business, and they put a price tag on it, and you ain't trying to pay them that much. You trying to get a deal. We always trying to get in on some damn deal, especially when it comes to our own people. Why is that? Can somebody explain that to me?
Hey, it just is what it is. We know it. Just look at the demographic. Just size up whatever the hell you were in interest to buy. Look that motherfucker up and down, and does it look like it got a barcode or it was purchased? And then go from there. Make an educated guess. Or then live long and prosper. Grab this shit if you need it. Fuck that. It's there. It came to you. God put this in front of you for a reason. That's how I see it. Huh?
You figure that you go, but okay, so if you get to the pearly gate, is you going to feel the same way? Did you kind of go, would you ask God?
Say that one more time. No,
would
come
you
on now. No.
Jesus to hook up. We ask if you're like, they said Jesus, black man. So
did you just ask? Hold on, did you just ask what I would say at the pearly gates versus what I would say here on human earth?
Because I tried, I mean, ain't perfect. I did a little wrong here and there. I'm falling short. I'm falling short. I mean, Victoria's Secret and shit. And I'm about it, but knowing it was for my girl for Valentine's Day, bro. It was her Valentine's Day. They had Kelso. Lord, don't jealous me because I bought the, can I still get in heaven on the hookup?
Okay. I mean, look, I hear your comment.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to get into heaven on the hookup.
I mean, that's a conversation that nobody can give really on air. So to know how, especially if it came down to, hey, decision 100,432. Why did you do this? You know what I mean? If that comes up to some shit like that, we done. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? You got to kind of, as long as you make just moves, make it, it's right. Well, what was you going to do with this little said soap that you just got that was stolen from a stolen crackhead? You know what I mean? As long as you put it to good use, I think you should live long and prosper and go sleep. As long as you didn't take the stolen items and put it. Go ahead.
But I can't even be one to argue, though, because I'm quick to be one to want to look for a deal. Like, I'm up here, I like smelling good. And I'm sure a lot of you ladies out there will feel the same way. You know, I like a lot of body sprays and perfumes and things of the such. So, because I bathe a lot, I happen to like showering and all this, just like any other. So, yeah, I'm going to require a little more soap. I need body soap. I need facial scrub. I need exfoliating scrub.
I look at it like if I don't get it on my round through on your Dollar Tree or your Dollar General round, and then you just happen to catch me on a refill type moment, I'm going to get it. I'm grabbing it.
What?
Go ahead and grab it. Sleep free. That shouldn't even be a topic right there for a debate. Everybody should grab that shit. Ain't nobody, unless Joe Osteen in this motherfucker.
But going to do, sir, is get my damn body spray, body lotion, body, the facial, anything, took off for no damn Dollar Tree, Five Beyond, what is that store, Samir?
You do know they know the prices. I'm not about to heckle with this crackhead to get him to lower the price for this stolen $20 item. And I know he knows it's stolen. Regardless, I don't care what it's worth. You can't go get. You ain't got no receipt. Nigga, I give you $5.50. I give you $7.25. Take it or leave it. Type shit. That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to get the stolen item, you will then get a discount. Really get it. that's all I'm saying. I ain't saying it. You ain't saying the truth. Them niggas, they've been out there all week. They do this shit more than y'all do y'all own job. They probably stacking. Fuck that. I need to negotiate. Like you the dollar store, Mr. Crackhead. So I'll give you $2.50 for that 50-gallon bottle of bleach. Or whatever the fuck is. Yeah. Hey, that's just.
Oh my God.
You never know.
Dollar Eats, you know, you're going to make deals with the crackhead. I got Dollar Eats.
I'm done, man. I got like 2% battery. I'm out here.
Wow.
Love y'all.
Great. Oh my goodness. I'm amazed because like I just got a text. I guess they didn't want to write it on the post. But they was like, what's wrong with buying it from the bed? Some people have they actually make their income from day to day, don't do it.
Oh, you ain't judging you. You're just saying, don't knock the things you're going to buy from the phone.
Say that.
You knew you was buying from a thief when you got in contempt for it. In society's eyes, a thief is a thief. Whether you bought it from a thief or you was actually going to steal it, they say you the same on this thing.
I feel like, well, if you buy it from the thief, are you equivalent to the thief? Or are you just an accessory after the fact? Am I like equivalent? I can call buying some bath and body work up at the gas station at the corner. Am I just as bad as the person who stole it out the store?
Yeah. But this is what society telling you. They're going to charge you with the same crime.
Well, if they don't charge me with the same crime, I might as well. I can't put myself in a thief position, though. But, you know, I'm kind of concerned because it did kind of touch me in some kind of way, you know, when they mentioned that why judge the booster, you know? We all said, like I said, a lot of us, we laugh. But I know a lot of my Bath and Body Works, a lot of my Victoria's Secretions, some of them brand new Versace with the $280 tag on them that I know came out of the right store. And I ain't made $200 for them. For them Versace and them Rocks. Except she driving a Benz. She ain't working. No, she don't get that disability. None of that shit. She make her money off of cheap, just like me. We want to be bad. We want to be pretty. We want to be cute. You know what I mean? We want to step out. We want to wear our kids and get our hair done. But that shit costs money. Everybody ain't got it like that.
Hey, I ain't got no weed like that.
And all that other stuff. And, you know, I always wear a wig and stuff. And everybody think I ain't got no hair. But as you can see, I have hair. But if I didn't have hair, and I had to do something with my hair, add hair in it or whatever, that shit high. You know, it is outlandish. And then I got to pay for this. We want to be all cute, y'all be, and y'all know what the hell we got to pay for. So now we want to smell good, hair look good, this, that, this, that. So now we going to the booster. I'm getting the hoods for the low. I'm getting the glasses for the low. But then we the first one to talk about I can't stealthy. If it wasn't for the seat, it's a whole lot of us who would be shining the way you did.
Can I make a public announcement?
Yes, you may.
Just for the record, this is Triple Talking. I don't like this new character. The Queen Latifah, I used to like her. Her new character, her name on this new thing after the Empire, has got my motherfucking hairs boiling. Almost to a point it should be a Miss Jackson topic. Anyway, that's another thing. I just want to make a public announcement. But I'm beside myself right now. But yeah, I'm angry. Throwing chairs.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why are we talking about some things? I want to talk about CD. You want to bring CD into the conversation. Let's go there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
TV is huge in our life.
Okay. I want you to hang on because I'm opening your mic back up, but I want to bring up this topic. But I hold on for just a second, and I'm going to bring it up, and then because I got questions for you, too. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, another thing I would like to ask the thing about, a lot of questions I got for these people to see. I got questions. Another random question. Why is Bill Cosby? Not why is he in jail? I don't want to know that because I know why Bill is in jail. Bill did that shit, y'all. Bill did that shit, fuck you. Bill did that shit.
I'm really up on top. That's the topic I can talk about.
That's open your mic. Let's go.
Oh my God.
All my people, let's go. Let's talk about Bill's ass. And it ain't just Bill I want to talk about. I want to talk about the whole situation because I want to know where stuff like Harvey Weinstein. Where is he at? Ain't he like assaulted sexually half of Hollywood? I don't know, but why is Bill getting 3 to 10 with his old ass? And Harvey Weinstein ain't down nowhere. And Bill Hayman, I'm going to see if I can sign. And his ass doing some more shit right now.
Yeah, and that's crazy. And the way they try to describe it on the news, they try to say that the lawyer tried to plead to get Cosby probation and house arrest to do his time because they only knew him for 6 years. But they said, after a million years and decades, this man is 100,000 years old. They said that they still feel like he still posed a threat to women.
He got charged with something called digital penetration. Come here.
I'm just trying to process this.
What? People working the two hells is digital penetration. Do you know? I had to check it out, people, and find out what digital penetration was. Digital penetration is fingering.
Okay.
Right. Well, I was like, I always feel like things are restart. But ain't that about how that Bill Cosby can do at this point?
I'm thinking that anyone don't even
come out the shell no more.
I don't think there's some things you can face the punk on for when it's like, I ain't gonna lie, just looking at some. And I'm not being racist, but when you look at certain old black people, they ain't got time for the little Chicago shenanigans that they wear. They done, he's tired of the case already. You can pin on him. First of all, how is he posing the threat? This man has already written out his whole scene for his funeral. He don't expect to even make it through this whole trial. He didn't even expect to make it through. Get a legalized together to be legally blind. And doctors stated on several occasions that this man is completely blind. Let him live his days out in the house. Guess what? He probably don't move outside anyway. That's too much walking anyway.
Well, I don't know how long him and Camille and poor Camille. Oh, wait a minute. A moment aside for Camille. Damn. He done bought you airplanes. Y'all done had kids and wait a minute, y'all. I just want to say, I had a mother and a father. God rest his soul. I have my whole life. My parents were married until they died. But I also had a stepdaddy. His name was Bill Cosby.
I think he was very sick.
He was everybody's daddy. He was white, black, child care. He, wait a minute, because, see, everybody remember he was Mr. Huff. But I would say he had a burger than Doug. He came along and was with in her world. John O.D.'s on here.
Wait a minute.
3-0. Do you need to go home? You trying to make it home? You want to go home? You want to
free spirit?
All right.
Red, blue, glass.
All right.
Those folks. Afros. Black Panther. Tell me when I'm getting to the air.
I would need you to stop.
Marlon's the king.
Don't pay no attention. I'm just saying. All my sisters out there.
The general truth. The black George Washington.
Not the black George. Okay.
Jesus.
Oh.
Stop me with
Social Security number three. But seriously, Bill Cosby, we grew up on Fat Albert. You forgot about Fat Albert, didn't you?
Fat Albert was worthy.
That's not Fat Albert, no. Don't act like you don't know who Fat Albert was, though.
I didn't know who Fat Albert was.
Right. My God. That's what we do. We have fun now with me and all the gays. Learning from each other while we do my thing. That was us. You know what I mean? We always learn the story behind Bill Cosby and his garbage can key. And then we follow Bill to Pigeon Page. Remember that shit? Bitch, you baby, you crying in your mental. Yeah, we fuck with Bill the long way. And then, like, Bill became the Huxtables, and then he made that big stand up and, like, turned on even the church people because he didn't really do no cussing with the filth, thorn, filth. And he talked about his kids and all that other stuff. You know, he was proud of Bill. And then Bill jumped on black people back. Bill said he was giving his parental guidance speech, telling us how we shameful by the way we dress, by the way we carry ourselves. And then, you know, though he was speaking truth, bringing truth to power, if you will, there's a time and a place for everything.
I just feel like sometimes some things, and I agree with that 100%, but sometimes you just got to say it the way it needs to be said. Sometimes
you
can be professional, but you might have enough.
Judge not. What the Bible say? Judge not.
I don't feel like he was judging anybody. I thought he was going to hold his child. I thought he was confused. And we got different perspectives, so we can't hold however. But when I saw it, and the way I saw it, I just think it shouldn't be a more
shame.
I thought it was more so it's a shame that
we
got to point it out.
Bring that on Game of Thrones. Shame. But the thing is, you know, Bill, you know, that probably the speech he gave probably would have been better given at one of those black conferences. You understand what I'm saying? Well, you can directly address those who are will be affected most, that would appreciate the speech best. You know? But when you profess those things in front of the masses, some of them misinterpret, and some of us get offended. We don't air our laundry out in front of folks. That's black folk rule. That's black rule 101. That's when 101, sir. 101. You don't air your laundry out outside. You keep that shit in the house. Bill's trying to air us out. And I'm not mad at you because some of it, like you said, needs to be said. It needs to be heard. I agree with you, Samir, 100%. I just didn't like the arena that you did it in. That's all. Not the message at all. Not that it needed to be not said, because it did. But for the fact that you did it that way, and then here you are. That whole time, you was doing that shit. Talking about what we do, how it appears to them, to ourselves. Your last year, maybe spent, Mr. Cosby, behind bars, and God bless you if you do. I'm praying for you. I'm pulling for you in the appellate court. I really ain't. But judge not, let you be judged. And if that be the case, if y'all don't see it, with that being said, Bill, I'm done with you. On to the real question. Why is it George Zimmerman still walking free? He killed somebody. Bill asked that. I'm just asking. Where is Harvey Weinstein that tried to assault half of the queens of Hollywood? Why he ain't behind bars yet? How many people are going to go to jail, or is it just going to be Bill? Did they make an example out of Bill? Why is that? I don't know what Bill did. I don't know why Bill did it. But I know there are a lot of guilty people out here. Even in our own politics right now, we have sexual predators. Samir was talking about the judge. Breaking news today. There's the fourth accuser. Sexual activities or sexual assault under alcoholic influence by Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Four. You know, they were crying about how, oh, no, people do just do it just one time. Like Fringos, and you got to do it more than once. That's what they say, folks. They said he had to do it more than once for it to have been the truth. So if that be the case, then why is it that we're on person number four? Does your rules still apply now? There's a lot going on tomorrow. Ladies, all the ladies that are listening, pay attention. No matter what they say on the campaign trail, no matter what they say on their stumps, they give in their speeches and their emails and stuff, ladies, pay attention. Here's what they think about you tomorrow. Stay woke, because all of this depends on us. All of it depends on us. We can make or break the people who are trying to destroy history for us. Right here, right now. But we have to, you, and you. And I'm not just talking to them. I'm talking to you men. I'm talking to black, to white, to Hispanic, to teen, to elderly, to sickly, to healthy, to reach the poor. History is being challenged. our destiny is being challenged. And if we don't answer back, if we don't respond, if we don't show up before again a potential authoritarian situation, we're going to screw ourselves. We're going to set back the clock over 100 years. Voting rights will be in jeopardy. Women's rights will be in jeopardy. Gay rights will be in jeopardy. Immigrant and illegal rights would be in jeopardy. Income, the middle class, pre-existing conditions, health and wealth and well-being, justice for our people. All of that would be in jeopardy if we don't pay attention. Pay attention, people. Pay attention. Blog Talk, pay attention. Newbie, pay attention. Facebook, list. We all matter. Don't let conspiracy theory confuse you. Don't let all these outside sources. My mama always say, consider the source. Why are they telling you the things they are? Because they don't want you to be heard. They try to convince you not to participate so that they can have their way. So they confuse you enough, you won't listen no more. They got you too. The devil come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. People, even if you don't believe in the devil, believe that there is an outside power. Whether you want to call them the Klan, Republicans, extremists, KKK, I don't know what you want to call them. Whatever they are, they're a group of people that have plans that don't include us. So either we're going to get with it or get ran over. I hope we, you know, we pretend today. I do. Because if we don't, I'll end up probably like this in front of somebody's judge. Because the first thing Samira's like, because I will, I'm thinking my brand. It's the day. What's the day we're going to do?
It's so. Now, challenge gets fat, ladies, boy.
Baby, I'm mostly yesterday with another very experience story. That's another very experience story. But to God be the glory, I'm still in this thing. But we do have to do better, people. We do. We do. Also, I just want to bring up the fact that I know a lot of y'all don't think I know about sports. I pay attention because I'm a girly girl. But, you know, the Kaepernick story with Nike and all that other stuff. They talk about Kaepernick and how he didn't get signed back to the NFL. However, he got a Nike contract. But there's another character in the story that we don't talk about. His name was Eric Reed. I don't know if y'all remember, or to those who pay attention to sports, Eric Reed stood next to to Rich Cavern. And he too believed. He was a safety. And now he's a free agent because of San Francisco 49. Taking back. They are getting rid of these gentlemen that took the knee. They quiet letting them go. Not signing their contracts no more. Stepping our asses. It's gangway still Monday night football, Sunday afternoon football, Thursday night football. And yet they're not allowing us in the league. They're slowly but surely keeping us out of the league. How much percentage of the NFL is black? Yet you got a few people that treat us like idiots, or treat those gentlemen like idiots, like children, like they can be controlled. Like they're not allowed to have a voice. They're not allowed to have an opinion, to have say-so of their own mind, heart, or desire. Sad. It's sad. It's bad enough, let me tell it, it's bad enough that they don't pay the college kids no money. And I know that might be kind of off the recent scale to some of y'all, but yeah, I'm feeling it, and I want to say that. Those kids, you know, some of them risk their lives, all kinds of stuff. Terrorists do that, and they can get kicked out because they took an outfit that they didn't have any clothes to wear, or took a jacket, or because somebody paid their mama rent. They bought her a car so she could get back and forth to see her baby play. He done lost scholarships. He done lost numbers in the draft. College ball worth probably millions of dollars. I'm going to say, I know in my state of Indiana, we got a lot of Big Ten. We got a few Big Ten teams out here. You know, we got Notre Dame, IU, Purdue. We got somebody else up there. We got a few more.
Oh, Wabash.
We got Wabash. We got Valpo.
IU.
I love the IU. We got Terre Haute, ISU. We in all the main Big Ten teams, but we do have Big Ten teams here. We have, you know, a few teams here, but they don't get no money. But they got to risk they hold everything for this school. And then when they finally make it to the NFL, now they got somebody telling them they have to be quiet, shut up, play. At some point, we can't be hushed anymore. At some point, we have to stand up and matter. You know, they always do like Kanye West talking about, and I hear a lot of my black people talk about, if I was back in slavery days, it wouldn't be like that with me. They wouldn't be whooping me. They wouldn't be doing this and that to me. But they're doing it to us now. No, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hanging us in trees and stuff, instead of dragging us down bags, they're killing us. The police killing us in broad daylight on video camera.
Well, that's not the case. You bring that up. It was a full movie. Don't shoot me. But because of the new age might have been trying to exterminate, if you want to use words, for those of you who are educated and don't like these nice simple words, let's be exterminate a whole race of people. You got
yeah.
People so scared, they got a movement, they got even other cultures, the kids so bad. Even other.
They had the Michael Brown movie.
People are getting, if you have Caucasian. They are so scared of this movement and so scared of what they really did and honestly seeing. And I ain't knocking all whites, but they start to see what we talk about as a different race. We get treated like dirt. And people don't see it until they actually have to experience it themselves. And I sometimes, when college students really get their first experience, I definitely feel like more people need to really open their eyes up. And told me, don't shoot movement with global. all because of all these shootings. People are getting tired of people getting shot and being unsolved. And I think it's more so too, just as an eye opener for more parents. It's not so if it was a black kid or if it was a white kid, the question should be, how would you feel if it was
your child? Amen.
At the end of the day, how would you feel if your child was laid out in pieces by the police or by anybody? And nobody said anything, nobody did nothing, and the judges and stuff on it. You'd be hurt. And there's a lot more going on. It's just so crazy how whites sometimes want to suppress theirs and don't want to talk about it. Like, that some officers kill somebody down the way. That officer's getting put on mandatory leave with no pay. He's probably going to be jail time. They're going to have to be counseled and everything.
But, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in the legal system as far as that concerned, as far as them, you know, not punishing those that take our lives and punish us. And then you got this massive Me Too movement going on.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in the legal system that shining a light down
on what's really going on.
They're
supposed to always talk about how, like, you always in my, he's talking about the here and now. I can't speak for my answer.
Amen.
Right, because my white teacher taught me about it in school. So therefore, y'all can't get mad if we want to know more about our history. Y'all teaching us it. Y'all giving us the equipment. And he's going to be part of the next crowd. It just took me up because I swear in my whole educational go through, I probably only had 3 or 4 black teachers. So therefore, shout out to the education system, all the Caucasians who taught me about racism and about slavery, because I learned from them. I learned from my black people, not doctors. But y'all can't get mad at us, y'all, that we want to stand up for ourselves. Y'all saw how horrible we got treated. Y'all saw how horrible that made us feel. To hear about how y'all did us back then, all we had to do was stand up for ourselves. They were scared of us. We not scared of y'all. We don't see what y'all capable of doing. We got some other things of our own now. We got a higher power than we depend on. Our higher power gives us mighty good strength. That other people love us.
Our voice needs to be in the form of votes.
True.
There are a few more weeks left where, you know, our vote will matter. And people, I know we live in a state where we are a Democrat. Those that are Democrats, I'm speaking to you. Okay? If you're not a Democrat, you feel free to listen as well. But those who don't vote, I'm not even talking to you, even unless you're thinking about voting. Let me give you a reason. Not just your children, but your children's children will be affected by what goes on in history right now. We can't ignore what our forefathers fought for, bled and died for. We can't let their death be in vain. I always talk about the Emmett Till, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. When we talk about the Sandra Brown, we talk about Michael Brown, we talking about...
What's the last time we ever had...
We talking about all those, if I'm saying the names wrong, pray for my head, not my heart. No, blame it on my head, not my heart, but know that we're referring to all of those who lost their lives. Even though we know right here in our city, there are a lot of marches made for those, but there are unsung ones that are still dying. I know one that I went to school with lived in my project, Aaron Bates. What's that? Rest in peace, my guy. Totally shot and killed him right now, having to pay their family right now. Cash him out. But that won't bring that boy back. That won't bring that man back. But we can't forget those people. We can't forget all those people who lost their lives unnecessarily in the hands of police.
Police something. Oh, we kind of do like the Ku Klux Klan came back today. They start the black people, they try to get smart on them. They try. The deep game on history, it just keeps getting. Back then, it was the public was doing it to each other. You had your neighbor doing it to you. Nowadays, you can't, it ain't even your neighbor no more. It's the people who are supposed to protect you. So they going above and beyond. It's no longer a civilian issue by way of time. It's the people who wear the badge. It's the people who are supposed to stand up for us. It's the people who are supposed to watch our kids. In case something go on down the street, they gonna be a protection. It's those people we gotta work with.
We,
we wouldn't go beat game on this. Well, welcome to the new age, police officers and Caucasian store in this old age. We as smart as y'all are.
We all have a problem, Samir. Thing is that not only is the police killing us, we killing each other. It's like they didn't. Even if they don't kill us, we so busy. We can't enjoy ourselves out anymore. I recollect and say something about a dragon, say anything about a cave, a castle, a moat, any of that career. Back in the day, say one thing. Say one thing. Back in the day, we go out to the club and, we would have a good time. Games you would play. You know, it was just a TGI Friday. It was all kind of clubs, the Galaxy. There were clubs, Face, Piccadilly. All these clubs they just went to have a good time. We get dressed up to the match. Yeah, I can't wait to see what it's on. I'm going to fresh to death. We was going to look good and to get chill. Enjoy that in the ambiance of the club and the good music that was going on in that era. Now they go to the club, you know, you mad at her because she slept with him. And he's fucking him on the DL and all of y'all done fucked up and ended up in the same place that everybody got to get shot. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know what the hell happened. But going out ain't fun no more. You got to make fun in your house. The walls start closing in, though. You got to come out. So we got to fight for our neighborhoods back. We have to fight for our clubs back. We got to fight for our schools back. We got to fight for our neighborhoods back. We need to fight for our fucking people back. Stay black people. Stay black.
Hey, whoa.
We forgot to be black. Yes, I meant to cast me. That was my spot. You know, that was. We forgot to be black. While we was being, I was pregnant. We forgot to be black while we buying George for $200-$300. We forgot to be black. While we fighting each other in these streets, while we worrying about what Nicki Minaj and Cardi B doing, you know what them women is doing? Breaking bread, getting paid no matter who arguing with who, they still getting your money. And making you pay attention to every word that it works. Promotion and marketing is a motherfucker. They got your attention, your attention, all y'all attention, and your money. We want to dress like them, act like them, look like them. They name a shoe, buy my sister Balenciaga, what is it like that? Now everybody wants a Balenciaga. When Nicki Minaj starts talking about you can't buy Michael Kors, you can't get Michael Kors. I ain't gonna lie, I got a Michael Kors person right here right now. I will. That's who we are. That's what we do. But we forgot to be black people. We forgot to be strong. We forgot to use our intelligence. You know why they really scared of us? In case you forgot. In case somebody did tell you the reason why it's a fear of a black or a brown planet. It's our mind. It's our body. It's our courage. It's our determination. It's our survival skills. It is our beauty of our black. We have every color of the rainbow. We span the gamut of color. The only race that goes from one extreme to the other. And yet we
love it.
All
black. We go from high yellow to midnight black.
To blackberry blur.
To stupid black. And back again.
And we all are still black.
I love it. I love it.
Sure. God, people. Feel good to be black, don't it?
Yeah.
Feel good to be black, don't
it? What is
it like? Still feel good to be black, yeah. Say something to me. You'll feel good being black to you. Hold on. Let me tell you this one over the mic.
But I think I watched you.
Caller 7770, are you there? I don't think they know their mic is open. I'm not gonna embarrass them. But
that was a house full of black
and brown people. Yeah, that was a house full of black people.
And they ran some light in the brown.
But yeah, our blackness makes us, our melanin makes us you. It makes us have defense, even in our skin, in our skin color. We were born with this madness because of the determination in the DNA of our forefathers. We were taught to endure, to survive, to thrive, to exist, to excel to levels they never thought we could. But we here, we've landed. Now that we landed on Plymouth Rock, folks, what are we going to do with it? We going to beat each other over the head with it? We going to build a house with it, make a foundation on it? What are we going to do with it? But so far, we lose. All the ground that we fought for, that our forefathers died for, that some of our grandparents, my grandma, 95, 96 years old right now. I'm sure she saw a lot in her day, a lot of presence right here in this city. She struggled. So her grandbaby didn't have to. My grandfather struggled, so his grandbaby didn't have to. That's why we go to work. That's why we sometimes have to bite our tongue when so-and-so talk nickel slick to you. But you know if you say the wrong thing, one or two things gonna happen. A, it's gonna be your last day. Either way, it's gonna be your last damn day. But it's either going to be your last day going to jail or is this going to be your last day? It has been on our nickel slick this motherfucker get with you. But we bite our tongue. Because we know we got bills to pay. We got things that must be done. So we man up. Some of us had to pray through it. Some of us hit the pen through it. But however we get through it, we survive. We're surviving and we're thriving. But we can't give up. The fight is so detrimental. It is so important at this time. They always say election time. This election is the most important. This election is the most important. This matters. This will rock history like never before. Either you're going to be a part or we're going to fall apart. You decide which side you want to be on. What side of history do you, as a human being, as a black person, as a white person, as a Mexican, as a whatever you may be, African, Russian, doesn't matter. What side of history do you be? Does it matter to you? I want to be able to tell my kids, my grandkids, you know, this is going on in life. This is going on in history. But I know my one ass, my one vote, people, Black Talk, my one vote, newbie, my one vote, Facebook, matters. And I'm not going to let anybody tell me different because they're going to tell you it don't matter. It don't matter. But can you say what you say? In the era of Obama, we turned a red state blue. Never in my life had that ever happened. I know my vote matters. You can't tell me this. So don't always believe the hype. Keep fighting. There's a lot of rebels who died, and you never knew about who they were in history, but they believe that someday somebody's going to make it to the promised land. Somebody going to free us from this slave plantation, from this slave life. We're not free yet. We're just not on a plantation. And if you don't fight for your freedom, you won't have it. Freedom ain't free. Don't let it fool you. I'm going to say it one more again for those in the back row. Freedom ain't free. So if you're going to stand for something, or you're going to fall for anything. So stay black. Stay brown. But just stay alive. Stay safe. And fight for freedom and justice. Not just their justice. Just us. Fight for us. For one time, believe in yourself. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 5 minutes left, a couple more minutes before we go. We're going to go and wrap this evening up. Wait a minute, I see another mic from it. 317, call us 7349. Are you there?
I am here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am happy to hear your voice, ma'am.
Aw, I'm happy to hear your voice and that you're still on the radio and you're doing your thing. And,
yes.
You know, somebody said something to me the other day. Somebody said something to me the other day about freedom, right? They said it's two different words. You got the dumb part of the freedom.
Yes.
And then you have the free parts. And they were telling me that back in the day that people were tricked into thinking that they were free with the dumb part at the end of everything, thinking that the beginning was what it was supposed to be, but the end ended up making either the person that let them free look dumb or the person that went free look dumb and be put in dumb situations and repeatedly. Just like the word die, it has die in it.
Right.
So, you know, there's just so many different words that have different meanings to them and what it really means. So when I was listening to what you were saying is, all I know is that this world is not my home. I can't speak for nobody else, but this is not my home. And I will not be made to think that I am not free in God, because he's already paid the price, period. But he even paid a price himself for the free part of everything, and even to make me the greatest sacrifice ever. But not to get into all of those things so that people deter. I know you're trying to end up the night and end it up and everything. I'm glad to hear your voice. And I just want to tell each and every single person that is on this line tonight that as long as we continue to look up and become united, no matter what race we are, we will win at the end. And free in the inside of you, no one can take. As long as you look at the outward part of everything that is going on and know where you're going, you're already free in your mind and no one can take that from you. So don't look at the circumstances that are around you and allow them to make you who you are. But know that you are greater in each and everything that you do. And that's all I wanted to say tonight. So put a smile on your face. Tomorrow is a new day. And just thank God that you made it through today. And thank your loved ones. And give each and every single person that you know a hug or a call or something. Because we don't know what tomorrow or the next moment leads to. And that's all I wanted to say. I love all y'all. I love you guys very much, and I love you, Miss Jackson. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this evening up, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in this evening while we went on our roller coaster of topics this evening. Samir and I like to take a ride. He sometimes don't know where to park on himself in, but he's a rider, so I find it's a co-pilot. We understand, and we thank you for riding on this train with us. I first want to give honor to God, from whom all blessings flow, to my mother and my father, Sheila and Gordon Meredith Sr. May you both rest in peace. To my biological family members, my dysfunctional family members, my extended family members. I appreciate you, all the listeners, whether you've been on Blog Talk, New E Radio, Facebook, whether you listen by calling in, or you know who spoke and those who didn't. I appreciate you individually and collectively. To the owner, DJ Mo Height, to my engineer, my firstborn, my heartbeat, Samir Merlot. You already know. We appreciate you for being here for us and with us. Do you have anything to say before we wrap this evening up?
Talk to everybody. Love everybody. DJ is a white lady spirit. Y'all free. Figure it out. Y'all free. Free.com. Make 50 out of y'all. Love y'all.
That's what's that. To each and and everyone that tuned in. Thank you again for being here on the LLBP radio show. Thank you. If you have any comments, feel free. You can continue the conversation on Facebook. Don't forget, next week we will be back from henceforth only on Wednesday night. Again, Wednesday, those who can't spell, Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on newbeatradio.com or at blogtalkradio.com/Miss Jackson, LLBP Radio. Thank you again for tuning in with us. Come back next time, same bat channel. Matter of fact, don't just come alone. Bring a friend and tell them about the LLBP Radio Show. God bless you. Be safe. And good night, everybody.